Cool. All righty, man. You're in your workshop today.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Where the magic is built.
Where the magic is built and destroyed and put back together and
right.
fixed and repaired. And
yeah. Tested. That's the good way to do it. Grab one more thing. Yeah, so let's talk about where the money game's at for you right now, because there's, it's an interesting time to be halfway through this thing. You know, spirits are either high or you're kind of wondering what the hell am I doing, or or just a little bit of refinement can also make it a whole different game. So,
yeah,
just kind of let me hear what's going on with you.
It was one of those things where we got into it, and the day we started it, I got an inquiry, inbound inquiry. It was an MC thing, and right now I'm up to 28,500 proposed, and 90,000 is my goal. Haven't closed any yet. The first one, the MC gig, I heard back on it. They're not going to use an MC. They're going a different direction. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good conversation. I think you had me in on the early parts of that conversation. Where do you think that went wrong?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether it was pricing, or I know it was an idea that I brought up to them, because they were looking for speakers. They were looking for a keynote. And so I offered them, I sent them a page with both.
Right. I remember that.
Yep. I liked them both. Right. And then they said, well, we're interested in the MC. And so, I don't know if it was price or anything like that, but I got them in a funnel, connected with one of them on LinkedIn and put them in the long-term nurture funnel. And I'm going to touch base with them, after the gig again, and talk to them about next year for keynote.
Yeah.
Let me stay on
that one for a second, because there's probably a good lesson. Do you think, did it dilute the focus that he originally wrote you about to doing a keynote to do the MC thing?
I don't think so. Okay. Because it was, it was two different things I was offering. When they looked at the options, they're like, oh, well, let's see about the MC. And again, I'm not sure what, because I was talking to a gatekeeper, essentially, who's a student at FSU.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
So, yeah. I'm figuring I'd let it cool for a couple of days and then just email her, and just for inquiry's sake, say, can I ask why? What were the factors that went into it? Was it price? You don't like bald people? What is it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's that. You'll never hear that one, unfortunately.
No.
Plus, I mean, that's
right for a lawsuit,
Yeah, that saves you a lot of headache if that's their reason. It's like, you don't want to. Hey, but, it's funny. It's interesting that they reached out to you. Was that a cold inquiry for the keynote?
No. I reached out to them, actually. Gotcha. It was just a random thing that popped up in Google.
Alert.
What do you call it? Alert. Google Alert. Thank you. Yeah. It was a call for speakers, and I saw it, and did the research and contacted them. So there's that. The second one that went out was also an MC, and that was for 10,000, 2 days, $5,000 a day. And it's actually for 2019, August 2019.
Wow. Okay.
So they're not even going to look at it until August of this year. That I sent them the page. They said, "Oh, I glanced at it, but we're really not going to focus on this until August." And right. So I, put them in the, put a reminder in for myself and put them in a funnel. Already scheduled the email for that.
Okay. Yeah, they're putting out fires for August 2018, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay.
The third proposal was something I got through Thumbtack, of all things. I still get it. Every once in a while, inquiries around that. I've been on it for 2 years. I've closed one for $2,000. They're usually, anywhere between $2,000 and up to $10,000 I've seen, but haven't, Okay. So that one came through and just touched base with them, talked a little bit, and just haven't heard anything back. That was just a few days ago. So, but that was low ball. Like I said, that was 35.
Okay. And that was for 3,500.
Yeah. And that was a keynote at a smaller meeting. I don't think it was actually a conference.
Okay. 3,500 keynote. Okay. So have you done anything that resembles kind of the shotgun approach of finding events and not getting too deep into them, but just touching in, shooting at, cutting down the sales process and going for a proposal, kind of the spirit of this game that I wanted to play?
Right, yeah. There were two or three that I had written on the board at first, but then I took them down because I didn't feel they were true proposals. They were, there was a page I created for one with a pricing, but we never really had a deep conversation about it. It was like, oh, you know, what can I help you with? And I was like, well, you know, if you need an MC, here's a page, and just kind of put it out there.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't really count that one.
Okay.
But
yeah, I get that. And the spirit of the game is to actually get those into proposals, because really we don't know how much or how little time we have of their attention. And if it's something that they like and they see, and it's one easy, that's what I want to get you in the spirit of for this thing. It's just like, just say, hey, I know you're in the decision phase for this. This is something I do for corporate events all over Orlando. I'm local. You have all your benefits down so solidly, the benefits for them. let's talk about it. The fee is this, and you know, just a line item in there, and then it counts.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now what I did do is last week after weekly thing, you were talking about doing the video. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to jump in and do that. And
nice.
I think I got too deep into it, because it took me 2 days to get all that, because I ended up getting the phone and then, you know, doing the intro, and then I had the B roll going, and then, the outro, and it was all personalized to them. It was like, hey, Mike, I know you're coming to, Orlando next year. You know, this is what I can do for you. Boom. And each of the videos were under a minute, but I made the process too complicated. But all right, I got to upload here and put it on here and then send the email. And I just started using Mago again.
Okay.
Exploring it. So I thought, all right, I'm going to put these into Mago. And so those contacts are there. So I ended up sending out about 12. There's still a few more videos that I didn't get done, because I'm like, this is taking way too much time.
Too much, and, right.
You know.
Yeah, and I think I said in there, you know, that was kind of for ones that you had moved a little longer in the sales process. But, you know, hey, kudos for you for trying it, you know, just for getting in there and doing it. I think that's
okay, yeah,
great
that
you did it. And with all that work you're doing, you know, it's probably nicer to do. And, you know, it's funny, like, I don't know what you're using to edit, but if you could have 90% of that on a template about coming to Orlando, doing an event, all the benefits you have that you offer, literally just a quick short thing that spins in and tag that out. Use iPhones?
I have an Android.
Okay.
So that's why I'm doing it. I recorded it on the Android and then dumped it to the laptop, did the editing, and sent it up.
Gotcha.
That there. So yeah.
I don't know how it works on there, but I know on an iPhone, I mean, I just have a chunk of a video that's done, and all I literally do is pick it up, bring that into iMovie, stick that in the front and do a twirl to the thing, and it's, you know, a minute with exporting, 2 minutes maybe with exporting ready to go.
Yeah.
So if that, you don't even have to have service on it. I mean, you can pick up an iPhone 5, you know, on a Craigslist thing. People are getting rid of sixes every day now.
And,
Okay. So a few shotguns, you know, I really like the spirit of the game here for the second half is to get those out. If you have 90,000, you know, you're still 61.5 away from your, limit. And it's a great time. That's only 20 at 3,000, right?
Yeah, and the ones I've been shooting for have been like, the MC ones are starting at 5 a day. So, you know, that's easy enough to do 10.
12, yeah, 10 or 12 of those, and you're home free. You're going to learn a lot doing those. You're going to get used to writing that number, and you're going to have more interesting conversation. So, and damn, you know, haunted you for years about the joy of living in Orlando. You know.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I should. You know, now the emails I've been, inquiry emails that have been for MC work, it's a sequence. Again, if they don't answer me, another one goes out. So I've been hearing back, and most of them, oh, our CEO handles that, or our staff handles that, or we don't use MCs or anything like that. There's been a few that have been like, well, let's talk. And those are the ones that I've sent stuff out to. So I don't know if it's just a matter of a numbers thing or to just like.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. If they say, let's talk, and you're sending them that CVI, that sounds like a bit of a road bump to me. Are you getting in a conversation with them when they say, let's talk, or how are you handling that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, that, you know, the two that I did send out, I actually had conversations.
Gotcha. With those were from that.
And did the CVI page and put it out. And,
you know, okay.
Yeah. Just most of the other ones have been like, oh, well, you know, we don't use MCs. So, and.
and it's a. It's a presumptuous to just say, oh, you should, because, yeah. Okay. And a lot of people may not know they use MCs. They may not use that word. That may be a bit of jargon. Your job, and I think you've done it pretty well, is to kind of paint a picture of the meeting smoothly flowing. You know, they may call it a, you know, MC is a bit of show business jargon in a way too. You know, the regular person, you know, in Europe, what do they call it? Compères. And, you know, at a conference, it may just be the, gosh, yeah, it's funny. I'm trying to think of like conferences I've done where we've talked about emceeing. Yeah, I guess we do always use that word. Yeah, it's probably safe just out loud exploring something. I don't think it's mm-hmm. a,
yeah,
I think it's a big issue.
I don't know if I'm contacting the right people in the company. Because I know meeting planners, conference planners, they're the ones. They don't necessarily make the decisions as whether we're going to hire this speaker or this MC or whatever. They gather all the information. They do the research on the venue and all that. And then they send it to somebody else who makes those decisions.
Right.
So am I going the right route with going for the gatekeeper, or am I going to try to find, you know, the decision maker and contact them?
You know, you have to tickle the gatekeeper. You know, it's just, you have to tickle who you can talk to. I hope you're using, LinkedIn though, and social media just to discover people. You know, I tell you, between LinkedIn and Twitter, you can get a message to, I'm convinced, anyone in the world right now. I've just been playing with it, and I'm getting direct messages back from, you know, big authors, big speakers, people with huge mailing lists, just because I'm hitting them a couple different ways and sending them directly to a landing page that talks about them. That's what you need to be doing on this stuff, is just, you know, let's just talk through this simple flow of you being in Orlando and just finding an event that's coming. Hey, show me that page. In fact, share that page, would you? The one that you sent me some copy for the other day and we redid a bit of it.
Yeah.
That was an MC page.
It was. Let's see.
I'm going to go to full view just so we have that.
All right. Let's.
Oh, there it is. It's full view. Yep.
That's just my homepage.
Okay. Oh, that was on the homepage. Yeah. I just got that little clip. I didn't get to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. I gotcha.
That's here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Go up a little bit. Let me just see one thing.
Yeah.
Up here. Up to the top.
Top.
Yeah.
That way or that way?
Yeah. Let's go up to the top.
Oh, okay.
And then down a bit. Let's go down now. Just take it down to the bottom. Keep going down to the bottom of the page. Let's just see something here. Yeah, so you got a one nice quote on there. Okay. Yep. And then that's a rotating. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's good. And I don't really have anything to say about that. I know we've worked that one. So show me one of the ones you're sending to, like someone you sent these to. I got to look at that one that I know that you sent to the MC one.
Right. Yeah.
Take a peek at that one for a second.
These other ones. Let's see my pages.
That's funny. That headline you said, my job is to make you look good. I was thinking of some picture of you just like, you know, after an all nighter where you go, so I don't have to.
I don't have to look good.
Yeah. My job is to make you look good, so I don't have to. Okay, good. So this is Prime Ed. Oh, love that. Yeah, love that.
And that's
Man, even that, just right in front of a video leading, and then, you know, 95% of it is stock. Yeah, so good. Yeah, I don't have the audio on it, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
I'm just not hearing it, but yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So go down on that page. Let me see what else is on there. This is the okay, good. And then you have that. Okay.
Right. It's just the right. Yeah, that.
Yep. You handle it all in the video.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't talk price or anything like that. It's just initial reach. Yeah. Outreach.
Good. And I like her name in the URL, not the company name. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent out, was it last Friday, Friday before? I forget what it was. One of these. And it looked very promising because it got opened like 19 times. And the video for this one was watched 9 times, and it's only a minute, so there was 9 minutes watch time. And it was like, oh, this is a hot lead, this is a hot one. And I called the guy on Monday, and he's like, oh yeah, no, we don't use anything like that, thanks. But he just really loved the idea of the video. He's like, this is really cool, check this out. So, you know.
Right. Oh my gosh, how funny.
Could be said for that, I guess, right?
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, you know, it's funny to let a call go like that, you know, and honestly, that's a great time just to kind of say, well, do you mind walking me through? You know, I've been doing conferences for 25 years. Maybe there's, I understand you don't use MCs or anything like that, but kind of walk me through your agenda, what you're thinking and how you're kicking off general sessions and what you're doing at night. There's probably something I can throw your way. Disarm them that it's not about you, and you can have a different conversation even when they say they're not using you. Mm-hmm. Or that we don't use anything like that. Okay, good. So this one, in a way, was counting on them looking at the, watching the video, being in a place to be able to listen to it, which is, you know, a safe assumption. You know, people can usually do that nowadays, but there's nothing on writing on the rest of the page here. I'm going to actually take a listen to this real quick. 1 minute video, man. Good for you.
Stephanie Fred Moore here from Orlando, Florida, keynote speaker and entertainer. I know Primate South is happening in Fort Lauderdale later on this year, and I want to talk to you about some ideas that maybe you hadn't thought of before to help make your conference more memorable, more entertaining, more engaging. Things to make sure that everyone gets involved, that they'll all be on their toes and paying attention. They'll be visually stimulated, not just listening to people.
Right. So this is the... this is the part. Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's the B-roll that's already recorded.
Stand and cheer, all because of you. Stephanie, you already have the website, so check it out and then contact me. Call me, email me. Let's see what we can do together to make this year's event the best it's ever been.
Nice. Hold your screen share for a second. Let me, actually, go to the end of that video. Let's look at something together. I want to give you some different level of feedback that I think could be really helpful for you. It's funny, you know, you're so close to the camera, and between your a small beard and everything, it's just really interesting look. It almost looked like you're hypnotizing me in a way. And there's there's this frame at the end where you just have this most pleasant smile on, and I'm wondering what an intro and outro would look like if you had that energy around the entire thing. Yeah, play it from there. Show you, there's this really neat look right there. You know, it's like if you played it more like that and less like the hypnotic, you know, like I'm trying to hypnotize you things, it's got an interesting feel at the end. It's really like,
Stephanie,
yeah, you have it at the beginning. Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know, man. I play around with the look a little bit. It's, you know, you play up the bald guy thing, you know, even on your header, right? Isn't it up there? Yeah. Bald guy.
Yeah.
And you know, this close angle is interesting. You got your books right behind you, which is awesome.
Yeah, I did it close just so that I didn't have to worry about all the other stuff behind me. You know?
Right. No, I love it. I think it's great. And I'd like to see it, but you have great headroom. I mean, your eyes are right at like a third level of the vertical screen. It's really nice. I guess I'd like to see it. What I'm saying is for you to play with a couple of these, and you're going to do 12 of them. It sounds like, you know, at least 12 of these to get up to this amount here. Play them with more of a smile, Fred.
Okay.
You know, let's just see what happens. Let's do some testing on just different sort of energy you're putting across in these videos, because It's great. And that whole B-roll section you got, so if you can set up camera, boom, shoot an opening for, and just gather names for a couple of days. Don't send out some for a few days, but gather information, conventions coming. Use LinkedIn to find in who's in charge. Make a short little intro form, stick it on with that B-roll, and do an outro. The outro can even be the same. You're already at the website. Contact me, and let's talk about your event. Mm-hmm. Just be wearing the same clothes for it and shoot that one. Really, all you'll have to stick in is at the beginning, hey, Bruce, it's Fred Moore, and you're coming here, and boom, boom, boom. Let's just get out a handful of these things without so much time put into mm-hmm. them. I don't know how you cut it. I don't want to sentence you to hours of video editing. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it didn't. It was different process because I shoot on the thing and then I did it all at once. I did all of them, like 15 of them, with the cards and boom, 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 did that. And then just put it in the computer, edited them, rendered, uploaded it, created the page, stuck it on there, so.
Yeah.
It was a process, but it was pretty streamlined.
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's do something. Let's create. What I'm thinking about is you doing this thing and leading basically from finding out the event's happening to digging up the person to just getting it to them with a page like this, nice and easy. I mean, sticking that logo on there takes 1 second. Sitting down doing 12 of these videos, right in a row of these intros, popping them in, and then get them to people and send them just to a page that just has their first name like that. And have a price on the page, have a summary. And let's see what it's like for you to experience going from zero to a hero and just saying, here's what's going to happen. And let's work a little bit on the script, though, that happens in the middle of this thing.
Okay.
Let me pop into here. Let me get a new page on this thing, and I'll share the screen with you here.
So then basically below this video, before it gets to all this, it would be just...
Yeah, just the highlight, the bullet points.
Right, bullet points like I did for the proposal pages and the others.
Yep. Above that stuff, right underneath the video, above all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Now, would it dilute or diminish my expertise to do both MC and like opening session? Or should I just pick a lane?
I don't think it dilutes. They're so closely connected.
Yeah.
They're literally so closely connected. And that's something we can work on in this script. Go into speaker view on your thing and let's write this script real quick here. I got an idea for you on this thing. So your intro bullets. Let's do this. Let's do a name. And this is, man, I really want to play with this idea. And this is something that's just running really strong right now. I want to do this with a smile, man. I really want to play this. Like just the way you see a newscaster, kind of that glint in their eye, mm-hmm. As opposed more, and I'll just call it like the hypnotic character that you're playing on these things. Hey, name you coming to?
So more charming, less psycho killer.
I think so.
Yeah, I should test that. Yeah.
And psycho killer's your word. I wouldn't call it that, but I would call it kind of this fun. I know we're playing with that, but yeah, it's not psycho killer at all. But it's just like a little bit like this guy's doing voodoo magic on me. Like, just you have a great couple frames of it at the beginning of that one, and then at the end of that one, and in the middle of it, I'd love to play with. Okay, so hey, you're coming to the.
Are you sharing something on your screen with me now or no? Because I'm seeing Dale's thing.
No. Oh, let me see. I got the wrong. Sorry, I was writing, helping Dale with a script too. Yeah. They're both Google Docs, so they look the same to me on the little screen. Here, I got to get on the right network here. That should wake up. Did that go to it? No? Is that still the same one?
Yeah, still the same one.
Let me see. Maybe I got to kill this.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay, good.
Intro bullets. Dude, this is big. Yep, there we go.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so that's it. And this is yeah, I want to see this less than 10 seconds. I really do. And then this is the B-roll. And this is the same for everybody. This is not, this, you're not changing this.
Right, right.
That's the key here. I know these conferences. And what's that first trick you're doing in that B-roll? Here, I got it. Here, I can.
Florida keynote speaker and entertainer. I know Primate South is happening in Fort Lauderdale later on this year, and I want to talk to you about some ideas that maybe you hadn't thought of before to help make your conference more memorable, more entertaining, more engaging.
Okay, so that's 20 seconds. I want it half that time, and I want to smile the whole time.
Just to make sure that everyone gets involved. That they'll all be on their team.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're going to rewrite that a little bit, but this is good. And we're just going to do a couple bullet points here. Okay, so that B-roll is running on all these things, and you may need to change the clips a little bit more often. I'm not sure.
Things to make sure that everyone gets involved, that they'll all be on their toes and paying attention.
That's funny. There's kind of a verbal a disconnect with this, you know, paying attention. People are like old people looking bored on a cruise ship, but.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what
Yeah, we got to watch things for things like that. Visually stimulated, perfect match. Yep. Yeah, this is great.
Engaged, and they will stand and cheer all because of you.
Okay, good. So. Okay, and then you're back to them. So that's
43. Yeah, and I've got more footage I can pull from.
Gotcha. So you have 20, 20, 20. And I want this to be 10, and then let's see if we can do it in like 30, and then just a this outro is the exact same.
For
everyone. Okay. Okay. Good. Let's do this now. That's important information to share. More good. And these are fast, you know, there's like no pauses. You're just like running these, like, you know, attendees from all over the world, long sessions, breakouts, tons of important information. It's keeping them, you know, completely engaged and present in the video, like almost no time for them.
Right.
Yeah. Just like the word pace on this thing should be above 150 a minute. Really, 160 is, you know, they can't stop watching at that B-roll. Okay. And then I know these comments. Okay. Okay, and then we're gonna go right into basically, you know, an invitation for. Yeah. And then one more I want to do is one second, let me chill that phone.
Very jazzy. Nice.
text me. Okay. I want to use the word tedium here, but it's not appropriate.
Monotony?
Exactly. Break up the monotony. Break up the monotony of people who don't really care. Yeah, I mean, this is stuff you could whip off really. Let me just see. You come pick me up. I want to go home and do homework. Too cold to die. Shoot, 1 second. Fred, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry, I need some air in here. It's hot. Okay, good. And then back to the and I like what you said on this one. I didn't have any problem with that, right? You're already on the website. You don't use their name, right?
Yeah. And this one I did, but others I hadn't.
Okay.
Just to make it easier. Yeah.
Call me, email me. Let's see what we can do together to make this year's event the best it's ever been.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, and I'll just keep it generic. Make this event the best it's ever been.
Totally.
Or next year.
Make your event, yeah. Yeah, you know, I want you to test a few just with the price right on there. Like that's the spirit of the game. Just let's just do it differently right now. Link to writer item, contact info. And then if you can, let me see what was on here. Yeah, this is all fine. Yep, you got your contact info there. You got a form. You're doing good. Yeah, their logo. Okay.
And the emails that I send out to them have a picture of that image with their name on the card with a play button in the email. And that, you know, that's a link to this page. So.
Gotcha. So as far as sending that out, and let's just talk about that. Email, LinkedIn, Twitter, and this is direct message, you know. Well, you may have to be connected. No, you just have to be following someone, I think, to do a direct message on Twitter, I believe.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
That's check into that. You know, that stuff changes too often for me to be on top of right now. Yeah, I don't know if they need to be following you. Mm-hmm. But you can certainly, you know, and I, again, test this. Now, I just, you know, just play around with something like this. You do this to anybody, it's going to show up in there as a mention.
Right.
And then, you know, then a link here. Man, let's play with that. I mean, it was called a game for a reason, you know?
Exactly.
Let's keep playing it. It's really good. It's this will be fun. Okay, that's three ways. Voicemail with a yep, good. Yeah. All right, so you have 61.5 to go, man. Yeah.
That's easy enough. I'll get that down by Friday.
So. Oh my gosh, Fred, that's fantastic. Knowing that anyone on the East Coast is buried in snow right now. The flight check has said they delayed or canceled 8,500 flights so far today. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a biggie, man. That's a, can't believe I never missed a gig because something like that, but it's ugly.
Yeah. That just gave me an idea. I need to just do an email blast to every agent in town to let them know, you know, cancellations, call me. I'm in town.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding. Yeah. That's a good idea. Jump on that, too. That's really a good thing to do. Have that in their box tomorrow morning. You were on a ship recently, weren't you? Didn't I see a video?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it was a couple weeks? Okay.
Yeah. I head back out again for 5 days. Next week.
Okay. Here, I'm gonna kill this recording here. What's it say?